Being back in session. I take up some that we haven't got to. Well, they're actually, this is a 1 o'clock. Vine and Fig Tree, BOE 143. What value were they? Okay, this was an exemption question only.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I have looked at the documentation. The articles of incorporation do comply with the requirement that all assets upon dissolution be distributed to a nonprofit pursuant to IRS regulations and rules. And I don't, with respect to the use, it's my understanding that that they're still doing construction and renovation on the property. I don't see anything that would prohibit it from being exempted under the...
Well, that's part of the Franciscan rule. You can't go with things that aren't fully in operation. You can't just go with the vacant building or unused. It has to be currently being used for in every aspect.
Okay.
That's where I got stuck.
Well, from this standpoint and the testimony that's been given, I don't, do you have any questions? I mean, I think that you have a small office there at the moment, and you're renovating the thing. If I saw evidence that something was being done, if we had evidence in front of us that something was being done on the property to generate income, or something along those lines, or being used for a purpose other than what they're saying, I'd be more inclined. But I would make a motion that we classify them as exempt.
Second.
It's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. All right. Obviously, if things change over there, the building gets used for some other purpose, whatever, the assessor can come back in and question that exemption for that property. All we can deal with is the real property. Anything else that you do, that's governed by the IRS. Okay? But we appreciate you coming today.
Does this mean we'll be getting the money we paid in taxes back?
Money you paid when?
This would be for 2021.
I think this appeal is just for this year.
Right, and so you still owe 22.
Even though it's exempt.
In other words, the exemption determination, if you didn't appeal those prior ones, all we have in front of, all we can rule on, is the one in front of us today, and that exempts you from January 1 of 2023 forward. Okay, for the property. We don't have anything. You would have had to have appealed those at the time you got the notices on the prior property up to us, or to the assessor, then to us, and then the state tax commission.
Aren't you determining here that her determination was wrong from the beginning?
Okay, we can't do anything except this year. That's all we can do. We've said it's exempt, but if you want to take it any further, you'd have to go to the state tax commission. I mean, you could approach them about it. I don't know what they would do with it. But since you didn't file appeals for those years, I don't think you can now come back and say we're disputing the exemption. So it's just from 2023 on. It's all we can do as a board. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to call the first one, which was BOE. I just got a note, a number here. It's the BOE 313.
Okay.
It's probably a nightly rental. Hopefully we can get this done.
I thought maybe we did this before.
Hmm? Do we have any indication that they own more than one property?
They only have one.
Doug, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm sorry we're calling late. It's been a long morning. Doug, real quick, do you just have a nightly rental here in Branson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you just have the one property?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Have you been told what we've been doing with these when you have them in the nightly rental program?
No.
Okay. Basically, we made a decision a few years ago that if you just have one, we assume that you use it for both personal use and then nightly rental. And so we do a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential. So you get basically 39 weeks of worth of residential use or taxed at residential use. So this isn't an appeal of appraised value. It's just classification. Is that correct?
Well, I also shot the appraised value. I shot the sales contract where I had the I emailed that to Stephanie. But and then do you tax like the land the same as you would tax the property?
I'll let the assessor answer that question.
He's talking Branson Cove.
This is Branson Cove.
Yeah, so it's a condo unit, so it doesn't really have land. What you're paying for is the common area. Everyone's paying for that.
Well, I have two separate sales contracts I emailed over. One shows a vacant land contract, and one shows the contract to construct the home.
I have
it has nothing to do with the common ground.
Okay, so what value are you saying that this property, your condo, has? If this,
well,
I have down 472,256. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was right at 100,000 for the land. The vacant land contract was 100,000, and the property construction was 399.
Is Branson Cove one of the ones you went in with? I'm not sure what vacant land you purchased.
Well,
again, this is not
the lot. So
the lots
to choose from, and they. So there's a vacant land contract for $100,000, and then there's the building contract for $399.
Okay, so the value, the combined value that we have here is less than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and then, but I guess my question is land taxed the same as property? I guess,
Once the building is built on it, I think they just tax the whole lot.
Okay.
So
on the
just a second. Let the assessor here. She's got something to say real quick.
So I mean, you're getting kind of confused. You may have paid $100,000 at that moment for that lot, but you're also, this is a condo. So when we stick it in that, it says land value. You're not really. It's not really the land. It is the common area. So it's paying for the asphalt, the lighting, the pool, the land underneath. All of that, and all of your neighbors, everyone in that Branson Cove area it's divided out. This was the arrangement made with the developers on how it was going to be done. They're no longer covering the cost through, you know, for your pool and your asphalt and everything. That's all on you guys now. So it is not.
No, I understand that. That would be through the HOA. However, like I'm just on Zillow right now looking at a lot for sale in St. Louis County for $220,000, and it's just a lot.
Yeah.
So are you saying that that's different?
We're talking two different things. Condo doesn't actually have land. I know you bought.
If it was the same, why wouldn't they have written the contract? Why do I have two contracts just to buy the property?
Well, we can't really address as to how the developer does business. All we can do is assess your unit as of January 1 of this year and what's its value.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure that your value is.
I was just going to say you're actually securing the spot for where your condo will go. That's what your initial land purchase was.
Okay. So on the card that was mailed out here on May 15th, the one that was, you know, that everybody got, they're showing it valued at $621,000. So
that was,
am I reading that wrong?
Well, what's happened is that the developer got with the assessor and gave the assessor some actual numbers of building costs, et cetera, and they adjusted, she adjusted those down across the board over in Branson Cove. So your value, okay, your value is at $472,256.
Okay, and then I can use your formula to calculate the taxes off that number?
The 472, yes, but we're talking about, we're going to make a motion here on your property. I just want to make sure that you're okay with that value.
Yeah, that's the 472, yeah, as long as it's not, yeah, I didn't realize that it transpired.
Okay, so you're fine with the value. Do you want to withdraw that basis of that appeal?
Yeah, as long as I didn't know that's
no problem. No problem. I would make a motion on BOE 313 that we classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision out of us, and where that's consistent with everybody else that has these same nightly rental kind of things. And the value, as I said, was adjusted down to the number I told you. But thank you for owning Nittany County, and have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. On King's Cathedral, just a few comments before this. I looked online. They have church. They have a pastor. They have the whole deal. I know that they are doing some things. Like I think they have plays and things like that. And I've shared with the assessor a state tax commission case from about 5 years ago, involving the International House of Prayer, I think it is, in the Jackson County. And in reading through that decision, I can't see anything in the activities or other things that these people are doing wrong or outside of. I mean, our focus is just on the land use. The IRS has to be the one to do anything on anything else if they're going to have their nonprofit. We're focusing on what they're using their land for. And so I'm looking at this both from, this is also going to apply to Kanakuk as well. But the State Tax Commission decisions, or the decision on this, they look at this pretty broadly as far as use. I mean, if there's a fleet of $70,000 BMWs, you know, that's being claimed on personal property taxes, I think we've got something to look at. But I think from the standpoint of this, the property is not, I don't see any use of the property where they're charging Las Vegas theater prices to get people in the door. I'm just not seeing it as inconsistent. Yeah. And the question about salary that I asked them to answer, it's a sad truth that most nonprofits, about 70% to 90% of the money goes to salaries. But that's pretty true. Churches, not necessarily, but it just depends on how much their donors they have. I just don't, you know, the IRS is the one who has to regulate these people. We can just look at what the land use is and whether we find decisions that have said that, you know. And in Kanakuk's case, I will also say that they also have two pieces of property which they did not apply to have exempted that they do use in a profit basis. But the cabins on the, that's something that's specifically been addressed in the case law. I'm just not seeing a use of the property that would take away its tax exempt basis from it, because it's, the use of it is consistent with the other case law. And they talked about there's 132 or 135 unit building that this International House of Prayer was using in Kansas City. It was adjacent to the campus. They charged tuition, et cetera. They had use, and I don't see that as much different than what Kanakuk's doing with those buildings out there that they have their people in. So I'm just telling you this for the benefit of the assessor, and also we're online. And on the flip side, I do appreciate that the assessor is looking at the use of property and when it's income producing and questioning, and it should be questioned. It's the checks and balances of the system. So if you've got some property that is income producing,